And once again, this is The Blob, along with my co-host, King Cow. And you're here for another edition of Vinyl Rhetoric. And we're off. And that's it for me. Does it go back to the beat?
Yeah, at one point. You know what that is? That's the overture. William Tell overture. Yeah, by some dude.
By some cat named Bach, isn't it?
Is that who it? I don't know who it is, but it's otherwise known as the theme for the Lone Ranger.
Oh, was it really?
Uh huh. That's the theme for the Lone Ranger.
I don't think the Lone Ranger was one of my favorite kids' TV shows.
What are you talking about? Well, okay, when you were a kid,
it was already in reruns.
Yeah,
no, I'm saying.
Oh, so you didn't watch that?
No, I did, but it wasn't my favorite. You know,
I watched it. I liked it.
I was into like H.R. Puff and stuff.
I did like H.R. Puff and stuff a lot.
Yeah, that guy was pretty cool.
Yeah, I'm trying to think. Oh, I know.
I think the war ones, like Rat.
The
Rat,
what?
Rat Patrol.
Yeah, I know it.
Yeah.
I watched Combat.
Okay.
That was on at night, late at night. Yeah. So I'd watch that.
Right, yeah.
With Vic Morrow, I think, was in it.
You're right, yeah.
Yeah, so I watched that a lot.
Rob Morrow's dad.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh. Yeah. Who's Rob Morrow?
Oh,
I know that name.
Was it North?
North, South.
No. It was a show about a doctor.
North
up in,
Kardashian.
North Pole.
North Pole.
He's
Pole,
up. He's
Alaska.
Up. He's in Northern Exposure. Northern Exposure. Yeah.
That's what I'm doing to you right now.
Yeah, you're.
I'm standing in the north, and
exposing himself.
Yes, my Northern Exposure.
Yeah, it's.
Do you see? It's like a sundial right now.
It is. I can see the shadow.
You can?
I can.
To me, it looks like a pimple.
Oh, really?
The shadow.
Oh.
That's all I could see.
Oh, I don't know what it's filled with, but.
Once again, this is vinyl sickness.
It's rhetorical regurgitation.
Yes, my rhetoricians. It's the vinyl rhetoric time.
Hey.
How's it going?
That good. You?
Well.
Vinylrhetoric@gmail.com.
@vinyl_rhetoric.
And
on Facebook?
On Facebook at Vinyl Rhetoric.
Yay.
Done.
Yeah. Hey, and on your iPod app, rate us. Rate us 5 stars so we can move up the algorithm.
Got some interesting
gunk.
Gunk on my shoe.
Nice.
I forgot to take my shoes off before we came in the studio. So
I smell them.
Yeah, I thought you might.
Lucky me.
Yeah. You should go to the trash can.
Well, anyway, I was going to say this.
Oh, okay.
Have you ever heard of the Cisco Kid?
He was a friend of mine.
Nice. Nice. No, but the TV show, The Cisco Kid?
I think I heard of it. I don't think I ever watched
it. Okay, so I saw that also.
Did you really?
I believe, and I could be wrong, the guy's name, Poncho, was his sidekick. Cisco Kid's.
Poncho came in laughing, drinking more.
I don't know. But I believe on my dad's side, maybe my mom, I don't know, one of the.
Your familia?
Related to him.
To Poncho?
Yeah. His sidekick, Cisco Kid's sidekick. And we're also related to, I'm pretty sure this one's on my mom's side, the McCoys.
Of the famous Hatfields?
And McCoys.
Really?
Yeah. And I went to school. I was in 7th grade.
And you're a Hatfield or a McCoy?
I'm a McCoy.
Really?
I was in 7th grade and there was a girl that I worked with, that I went to school with. And she was bright orange hair, cute, and 7th grade, extremely
developed.
Well,
developed.
Well, I mean, I was like, whoa. Anyway,
you don't look like any of the other girls.
No, one of these girls is not like the other. Yeah. One of these girls is not the same.
Yeah.
Can you guess which girl is not like the other before I finish my
yep.
my hand on her shoulder and the other one holding, yes. She was a Hatfield, and her last name was Hatfield.
Was it really?
And I asked if she was related to him, and she, yeah, she yeah.
So you guys...
I don't know. We never
tried to kill each other.
No.
No. Okay.
No. I talked to her, but that was it.
That was it. Did you talk about anything other than that?
Oh yeah.
Oh
yeah.
Okay.
At that stage of my young cow life, there wasn't any. There was attraction and fear,
yes.
all rolled up into one.
Oh yeah.
It was amazing.
I'm scared to death.
Oh, I don't even think I smiled. It was like, I gotta go. Yeah.
But I remember that. Was she older than you?
Same grade, same age.
Same grade, okay. Yeah. I was always into older chicks. So I was like seventh grade, I was off to the eighth graders. And eighth graders, I was, you know, so.
I had a couple older chicks that I think might have liked me, but I was too
stupid to know. I knew I liked them.
Oh, what is that?
I don't know.
Whoa.
Oh, it just went on over there.
No, thank you.
Sure,
it's crawling.
Yeah.
There was a girl that lived across the street, and she was attractive. They moved in, and they're parents, I'd say the dad was full-on biker and the mom too.
They were like
that type of
okay.
They had a license plate on one of their cars. No lie. S on 55. Do you know what that stands for? Well, the speed limit got changed to 55.
Yeah.
So S on 55.
Okay.
Was shit on 55.
I figured, yeah.
They did not, I guess they didn't, yeah.
They didn't care for the, didn't care for the law that wanted us to help save gas.
Yeah.
But we weren't driving back then.
I wasn't driving. I just know that they had the license plate.
No. Yeah, I got you. But,
so at one day, she was, I'll say I'm in eighth grade, and she's either in the same grade as me. I think she's in the same grade as me. And so we talk, you know, me and then her neighbor, we're friends. And then, so we've talked to her. And then one night, it was probably 8 o'clock, and he had gone in and we were messing around. And when I say messing around, we were like, we're just talking. And then you're going to hear this master stroke by me. So I'm sure I have the feathered hair, and I had her comb, I think I had my comb, and then I stuck it down her top, and then I went to grab for it, and she was just going to let me grab for it. Yeah, you give me thumbs up. Terrified. I just like... It stopped immediately.
Wow, isn't that weird?
Yeah, because
if it happened today, it'd be like
can I
get it with my teeth? Do you mind?
Yeah, basically, I was like, wow.
I bet I can lick it out of there. I know the feeling. It's like,
yeah, but it's funny when you think back. Hey, if I would have known what I know now, I would. I would have been.
There'd be a lot of new kids coming into the world,
so to speak.
Yeah, I know that something similar was like when I say I was like into. I mean, it wasn't so much that I was into older girls. I just, you know, I just found them more attractive, I guess. And I don't know if it was an intellectual thing or what it was, but there was a gal that I mean, she was. I think I was a junior. I was a junior, she was a senior, and she was dating a guy that was like 23. And so, you know, I'm like...
And you took her...
I didn't take her.
You just mounted it.
No. It never went that far. But I remember her, just one night, I was kind of kicking back, you know, I was... I think my folks were on back because I was working by then, and I think my mom and dad were, I don't know, they'd gone to Hawaii or something like that, and you know, so I was just at the house doing my thing.
Robert Q. Blob in with his own castle.
Yeah, and just out of the blue, I mean, she calls me on the phone. Hey, what are you doing? I'm just kind of sitting around. She goes, I'll be there in 5 minutes.
Wow.
Like, what? Okay, yeah, okay, I'm here. She comes over, you know, hey, you want to, what do you want to do? She goes, I don't know, but I need to go somewhere. Would you take me somewhere? Okay, so we went to North Beach.
In San Francisco?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And drove home.
Oh.
That was it.
Oh.
It was weird. I mean, because she was hot.
Well, Some of the times I look back.
And I wasn't, it wasn't like I didn't try anything because.
Of the guy.
Of the guy. I wanted to be respectful. It's like, if you wanted to go talk, and she goes, I just needed somebody to talk to.
Funny that you say you wanted to be respectful. How that eventually just goes all out the door. And you're like, what an idiot I am.
Well.
When I say respectful, you can be respectful and still make some major moves.
I realized that. It was like I was attracted to women.
Uh-huh.
And it wasn't like I didn't know what to do,
right?
Because
I didn't.
I knew
the rules.
I
knew there were rules, and I could follow them. I think
I had followed them.
Oh, I hadn't got to that far.
So I was comfortable in that realm to some degree, because I don't think you're ever comfortable in that realm until you're married for 10 years, and then it's like you're not getting any anyway. So
I told you, wedding cake.
Yeah, there you go. So it was just, you know, it was like, would like to get back because I got to work tomorrow. I think I remember saying that actually. I got to work tomorrow, so I got to get back. I mean, I can get home till probably 2, but.
One of my master strokes, so to speak. I'm in college, and I think it's my first year. And one of the buildings that I have a class has an elevator. And so I get on the elevator one day, and there's this girl that's really cute. I mean, she gets on the elevator when I get on the elevator at this time. So then I tried to, hopefully I can be on the elevator the same time as her. So after a couple more times of that, I struck up a conversation, and she's
smoking hot.
I'm loving it. I love the way she's great. She's great looking, I thought. So again, I don't know. Don't touch me because I might turn into stone or something.
I might dissolve.
Yeah. So one day, you know. So after a while, I see her regularly and we talk.
Yeah.
One day she lives with her mom right on, basically on campus. It's probably 10-minute walk.
Yeah.
Yeah. She says, hey, you want to come over? Sure. So I go over to her house. It's just me and her at the house. I don't know. I'm like, I think I'm oblivious. I think she wanted me to do something and I didn't. I had no clue.
You're going to have to tell me what you want me to do. You know what I mean?
I didn't even say that. I'll just stand here in the entryway and talk to you from way over there.
Yeah, how you doing?
Oh, it was, I mean, I'd look back on it now and say, I think, I think I was being hit upon, but
I
wasn't not smart enough to realize.
But that's what I was trying to get at. It's not that I didn't find women attractive. I just was like, my brain didn't go.
You don't know how
to. I mean, she's standing there going like, you know, basically telling you, come on in, feel me up.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking, there's a chocolate pie in the fridge in my place, man.
Yeah. I'm just thinking, what do I do?
Did you live on campus?
I did not. I lived at home.
Okay. I just
took the bus.
Over the hill?
Took the bus. Yep. To Bart. Took another bus up the hill. Yeah. Okay. So whatever. I knew. Caught it all the time, and it was cool. I was. Yeah. This is.
Was Bart out in Dublin by then?
No, not even close. Think so. Yeah, yeah. No. It was AC Transit.
82?
No. It was way after that. 2000, 2003,
for
Bart to come to Dublin.
I meant at the time.
What do you mean? At what time?
When you were in college.
They were
cutting it over the hill though, weren't they?
Not even close.
Really?
Yeah. They didn't do that till I think 2003 or something like that.
Really, it's just been that short a time.
Uh huh. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. In fact, I hadn't been because I would ride Bart to San Francisco. Because the second to last stop was Balboa
Park,
and and so I go to practice. I just catch a bus to the BART station, take BART to the terminal or whatever they called it, and then walk maybe walk for 5 minutes to get to where we practiced, and then go back and go home and.
Do it all over.
Yeah. So.
Okay.
Yeah. So, right. And at that time, Balboa was the second to last stop. So I hadn't ridden BART for a long time. I went and there's tentacles going all over the place now.
Yeah, there are.
Fremont. It used to stop at Fremont, and I don't know what the exact stop, but it goes way past there.
Yeah, it goes down into San Jose, doesn't it?
Almost. It's pretty close.
At least Milpitas.
And the San Francisco stop, there was no stop at the airport. Now it goes to the airport.
It goes halfway down the peninsula now, I think.
Yeah, all sorts. And then I also took it to the some A's games.
Yeah, I remember taking it over to the A's to the Coliseum.
Yeah, to the Coliseum.
Several times, yeah. Or so, maybe I was doing maybe at the arena or something. But
yeah.
Because I know there's probably the hottest woman I ever saw, personally, in person. I've seen a lot of hot. I mean, I've seen you see him on TV and all that stuff. Mm-hmm. We had gone to the indoor ice motorcycle racing.
Oh, cool!
That was really neat, man. It was fun. I mean, spikes on the mm-hmm. wheels, and it's and there was a oh my gosh, it was there wasn't a guy in that place that didn't turn his head when she walked by. Mm-hmm. I mean, and I mean, it was, a lot of times you see, like, whoa, check that out. Your eyes are really not that us guys didn't even, it was just, you turned your old head and just mm-hmm. followed her. It was like, you can't get enough of that sight. You mm-hmm. just can't. Tights, oh man. I'm thinking, whoa. And I remember she walked by one time and she smiles at me and I'm like, hey. Oh. And then I passed out.
I was in grade school, let's say fifth grade.
Yeah.
And there was a teacher. I didn't have her, but at the school I went to, they had, it was like a pod. So all the classrooms were open. So.
Oh, you mean like Meyer?
Yeah.
Okay. But
they
like
were
that.
Really open where. Gotcha. I could sit and I could look all the way across and see
another class.
So one pod was 1 through 3. The other pod was 4 through 6. So there'd be like two classes, 2-4, 2-5, 2-6, something like that.
Gotcha.
And then in the middle, there's if we had an assembly or whatever they called it, there was the middle area where we could all congregate.
Divergent.
And one of the teachers, I know her name, I believe it was Linda, but for sure it was Mrs. Mortensen, was a Oakland Raider cheerleader.
Whoa.
Yeah. Yeah. And so I was a big Raider fan. So when you're I'm going,
This is where we're gonna good. Can I stay in fifth grade for the next couple of years?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I remember we
imagine
in the summer we used to have this thing called
We called it the erection?
No, it was they'd open up
the school event
or no, it wasn't school. No, in the summer they opened up the they had
like the gymnasium,
a couple counselors, and well, and at this point it was some of the portables across the way, but they had caroms or caroms.
Oh, carom! Oh, you mean carom? Yeah. Ping like pong. Game game.
Yeah,
table ping tennis, pong. Ping pong,
caroms. Bumper pool.
Bumper pool.
I loved bumper pool.
Yeah, me too.
And so I have a bumper pool table.
Do you?
Yeah. I should set it up. I was looking at it the other day.
I loved playing that
I
game.
I loved playing it too. I bought a bumper pool table.
Yeah, it was one of my
when fun. I first moved out.
The only other thing I found was really fun. I was in the Midwest town, something or other, and we'd stayed at this motel, and we went down to this pub or bar, place you could get, you know, grill and stuff. But it was an actual bar. You could get drinks there. And we went down there, and they had a shuffleboard.
The kind where you roll.
But it's up on a table.
Uh-huh.
And the pucks are, you know, like chrome and heavy.
Yes, yes.
And then you sand on it, and it's like 40 feet long.
Salt.
It's like 40 feet long.
It might be sand. Yeah. But yes, I like playing that too.
That I found to be more fun.
Yeah.
Because I'm, you know, I could probably do this.
I loved bumper pool. I loved bumper pool.
But I did like that, yes. Bumper pool was fun.
So I can't remember what they... recreation. We called it recreation.
Yes, correct. So,
and we'd go in the summer, and they had it. And they do games. They do some other stuff. And I remember...
Dodgeball?
I'm sure we did. But there was a guy and a girl. And
tetherball?
So we're... No tetherball.
Really?
Yeah, I don't think so. They might have had it, but it you had to walk across the field, and so they usually did stuff where
nobody wanted to walk that far.
Yeah, so not that they wanted to walk, but there were two counselors or whatever they called. I think they were counselors, and they did all the stuff. But then, you know, guys, I was probably eighth grade, seventh grade, and so I would go all the time, and one of the there was a dude and there was a chick. The main ones, every once in a while I think there'd be a different one, but the one chick was hot, and she was rather busty, and one of the guy that I went to school with that was in my grade asked her, what, hey, can you see your shoes? And she's like, and I'm like, there, I don't know what he's asking, and she looks down. And then all of a sudden, she like realizes what he was asking. I'm like, we're in eighth grade, but you know, we're still eighth grade.
See your shoes?
But yeah, when he did it, it was funny. And then she kind of got fake mad. But I swear, she's only
like, she's 25.
I was gonna say 23.
Okay,
she might even be young. And what I'm disturbed.
She was 19.
Yeah, what I'm disturbed about though. Is you hear about the older women taking those younger boys. How come that never happened to us?
Because I think...
Because they had morals?
Well, let's see. But I think by the time we were in school...
Well, I was going to say, it wouldn't have mattered with me.
But by the time like we were in school, there were more males starting to teach. If I don't know if you knew that.
No, but I'm talking about you read about or you hear about, oh, this teacher was
yeah, she's having relations with
like eight of her students.
Yeah.
At once.
Yeah.
Oh, and they're stupid and they talk about it. I mean, no, I guess that's not in the article. It's only in my head. That article plays in my head.
I'm sure it happened. But maybe not.
Well, I know the male to the female happened.
Oh, yeah.
Because the teacher that I told you about in episode 69, which I wouldn't know what that is. I just thought it was two numbers. That teacher went to jail for a year.
Yeah.
So I know that part happened, the vice versa.
Yeah.
And well, how come that's bad? I mean, I guess if
yeah, it's a bad thing.
If when, they did it when, to my...
When in reality, if I'm not mistaken, I mean, girls, women are like 2 years ahead of guys.
I know. I thought about that too.
In a maturity characteristic. I mean, so if you're in ninth grade and some 10th grader, she's like you at 18 as a senior.
Yeah.
And you know what you were like at that point.
No,
I mean, they just
I don't know how I was.
They wanted, you know, they wanted it more than you did.
Yeah, I didn't know what how to want it. I didn't. What? You're gonna show me your bra? I gotta go. Oh, you're scaring me.
Hey, you could pose an eye out with that.
Thank you.
It's like, hey.
Yeah, there was no eye poking with me.
Oh, see, I
a lot of maybe flossing. Maybe they could floss with me. That thing. Whoa. I got a pubic hair stuck in my. That's not a pubic hair. Sorry. Oh, I'm sorry.
I just think that it's, you know, it's kind of a. Yeah, I mean, it was no big deal from about, let's see, well, what was the terminology? You know, I mean, I can't remember what, you know, first base was, second base, third.
First,
you know,
base, I think, is kissing, maybe above the bra. Okay. I don't know, above the fold.
Okay.
I don't know. I have no clue.
Like I said, I'm not sure what all these delineations are, because I went from, like, playing with melons to...
So you went first to third.
Pretty much.
Nice. You didn't even go to second base.
But what the funny part was is that once you finally kind of got there, it was like, oh, by the way, yeah, you should do that more to me. And you go like, oh, so they like this.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not just me.
God, oh, interesting. Yeah.
So yeah, it was always strange. I mean that whole coming of age thing is just bizarre.
For me, it was really a steep learning curve, I think.
See, and I never chased it. I never.
Yeah, I didn't really chase it. I didn't know what I was doing. I'm talking about learning what to do, and I don't know what to do.
What would you like me to? Could you explain what part of me you want to touch? What part of you?
Yeah,
that's what I need you to give. I need feedback.
And for me, it became a matter of practice makes perfect.
There you go.
Oh, I see. This makes this, and causes this. Huh? Okay. Okay. So, put that in the little brain sack.
Yeah.
The brain sack.
Yeah, that's
right. And then say, okay, I'll file that away for later. And then whenever I okay, put the floppy disk in, recall.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Do this.
Got it. Okay. It's this.
It works with all of them.
It does. It's universal.
Excellent. I don't need another set of instructions for the next girl I go out with.
Pretty much. Yeah. It wasn't one size fits all.
No,
but
no,
it was. Well,
no, you found out that certain women liked this done,
and
others
so,
preferred that.
So yeah, so you then it was almost like a smorgasbord as you proceeded. Yeah. You said, okay, well, I'm going to go to the salad bar and see what happens. Nothing. Okay, let me go to the entrees. Little bit. Let me go to the dessert. Oh, bingo.
Yeah. Hey, look, she loves dessert.
Yep. Seven. That you don't know that one.
35.
No, seven, that's 5 times 7. I only did 3. You could have said 21. No, 7 is.
I thought you were going to go 2 more times.
No, 7. So Friends, there's an episode where Chandler doesn't know what to do with a woman. I don't know why I have a tickle. Will you squirt some love in there?
Yeah, sure.
Get rid of it.
Better.
Yeah, I think it is. Thank
you. Excellent. You're welcome.
So I think I just realized what we did. It probably sounded disgusting.
Oh, well.
It wasn't as bad as it sounded.
Yeah.
I mean, it was okay.
Tickles back. Tickles back.
So No, you hit the back of the punching bag. Uvula. So Chandler was wanted to go out with a girl and didn't know exactly what he needed to do to make her interested or aroused or whatever. And Monica is telling, okay, you got to do this. And she's sitting there and Rachel is sitting next to her. And Monica, okay, you got to do this. And I guess she has a diagram. We don't see it, but she goes, 1, 2, 1, 3, 1, 2, 3, 2, 4, 3, 7, 4, 6, 7, 7, 3, 7, 7. And Rachel's sitting there and starts squirming as she's going 7, 7, 7, 7. And Rachel's like, and yeah, it's pretty, it was a funny scene.
I may recall that scene.
Yeah.
Not real well, because it wasn't a big show of mine, but.
Like I told you before, I wasn't a big fan until I was coming home for lunch, and then they watched it, and I got all the seasons and watched them.
Okay.
There's some funny episodes.
There was a good show.
It was good.
I cannot say that it was a bad show. For example, you were raised in a more metropolitan area. I mean, when you got to college, you were in Hayward, and you were going to San Francisco and stuff like that. So you were in a more metropolitan environment. I never really was there. So
yeah, you were more hicky.
Their lifestyle, like living in an apartment, and that's just what you did. Mm-hmm. And so it was real foreign to me. So
but I never watched it when it was on. I wasn't into that. I wasn't into Seinfeld.
No, but you could relate to the characters.
I could do that. Yeah,
I guess, and I sort of didn't really relate to the characters like that.
Yeah, you know? I had roommates and I went out with people. And
right, you might stop at a coffee shop and have, you know.
I hate coffee. So
well, but no. But you know, you might have
a seven. Yeah, yeah, go to a coffee shop and have a seven.
Sure.
Yeah, I might do that.
Yeah, I've done that several times.
Yeah,
I've been to a ton of coffee shops. Done 4.
I like that.
Sure.
No so we've had enough talk about women.
Yeah.
So I want to give you a...
Because you're staying with the women this...
No, I am not. We're past the women.
Oh, we're past the women.
This is the month of techno pop, techno...
okay, so really...
synth pop.
So that really...
Yeah, you may not like it.
Blackboard scratching.
Well, you know what? You liked ABC?
Yes, that's true. I did.
So I and that was meant to be the backboard scratching in your ear.
And no, it just didn't do that.
It's just something I liked, and it's that techno synth pop that I said like Churches.
Yeah.
So I brought a band today.
Okay.
This is I think 1985 release. It's 1985. It's the band's second album.
All right.
I bought it for one song specific. And
okay.
Yeah, and it will be the first song we play. Now, you may have heard the song. I'm not going to tell you. I just want you to hear the song.
I love this song.
I couldn't tell you the rest of the album because this is one of those albums where first song on side one is the song I bought it for and I play. And sometimes I just say, I'd play it again and again, or I'd be on to something else.
Hit the word repeat.
Or I'm taking it off and putting on because I just wanted to hear the song. So
okay, so you're not even sure what follows that.
Not particularly.
I mean, you've heard it.
Oh, I know I've heard it.
But you're not sure. Okay.
Yeah, I'm going to be enjoying it just like you or not like you.
Right, there you go.
So here's the first song.
Okay, great.
Treasure private number grade.
Yeah, have you heard that song?
I have.
I thought you might have. Yeah, it's actually... There's a recent version, I think, the last 4 years. Somebody...
Oh, covered it?
I don't know if they covered it or sampled it. It's like in a rap song. It's in the middle. It's in the song.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So this is
You Spin Me Right...
Yeah, You Spin Me Right Round.
Like, yeah, You Spin Me Like a Record. I think that's the actual name of it.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right.
So, yeah, no, You Spin Me Round... In parentheses, like a record. That's the song.
Got it. Okay.
It actually reached 11 on the U.S. charts.
It's, oddly enough, I remember hearing this, and not maybe not extensively, but it was a song that got good airplay.
Yeah, well, there's some dude, I don't know who he is.
And this seems like it was played this particular version seemed like it was at a higher tempo. Than what I recall.
This is how it is. This is, hold on, I'll get the album.
I'm trying to remember. I've been sitting here going like...
Youthquake.
Oh.
So this is the album. Dead or Alive is the band.
No kidding.
Yeah. And so that's album number one. And you can see on the back, total 80s, look. New wave.
Almost goth.
Almost goth. Maybe punk.
Yeah.
Yeah.
With the dark eyeshadow and...
Yep. So a song that showed up in the clubs and it was like, yeah, this is a badass song to dance to.
I see that. Because when I heard... I thought it was Sonic Youth.
Oh, okay.
I was trying to place what band I thought it was.
Uh-huh.
And... it's called Dead or Alive, but
the name of the album is Youthquake.
Youthquake. That's when I heard that. When I saw that, I went, "Oh, I thought this was Sonic Youth."
Yeah, it's Dead or Alive.
Okay,
all right. It's some musician.
That dude's got some pipes on him.
Yeah, he's pretty. He passed away a couple years ago.
Did he really?
Finally.
I bet his family thanks you for that.
Yeah, I remember when I heard it. I'm like, oh, that sucks. And they actually had kind of still been performing up till 2010 or 2011. I don't know. I just know he passed. I remember when I heard it on the radio, and I'm like, oh, his name's Pete something or other.
The Dead Pete.
Yeah. Repeat.
Repeat.
Yeah.
Pete Moss.
I'm sure it's in there some. Oh, Pete Burns. Peter Burns. Pete Burns.
Really? Okay.
Yeah. And I guess it was re-released.
Yeah.
In 2006, and it reached 5 in the UK singles.
Oh, really?
Because he was on Celebrity Big Brother. And so, this guy's on Celebrity Big Brother, and he sang this song.
Yeah, and they
released it. I know that happened to Queen a couple times.
Yeah, that's where they promote.
When they released some stuff. So,
yeah.
I was going to say that there's a guy, musician and actor, Gary Kemp. I don't know who he is. Described the song as one of the best white dance records of all time.
Really?
Wow. Yeah. It's a song that when I heard it, it just sounded cool.
I recall that being a song that I wouldn't turn off.
Mm. Yeah.
I mean, it would come on because I think back then, there was a couple of stations you could jump around to.
Mm-hmm.
To listen to, so if something was on, you were like, you had other options. And I used that option on a number of occasions. But I can pretty much recall when this song would come on, it wasn't one that I go, okay, let's go find a different station to listen to because I don't like this song.
I find that interesting.
This song was like something that I went, oh, yeah, it could be, the way they kind of melded all the sound and rhythm sections together, I was really, and then with the vocals that came in there that made it almost another like musical track.
Mm-hmm.
I really enjoyed that. I wouldn't just automatically go, oh, and turn it off.
Yeah.
I would listen and go, oh, yeah, that's pretty cool.
I will say when I recorded it, my wife and daughter drove up and they were, I think they might have been bringing food. I'm not sure about that. But they drove up, and I started recording it. I had started it, and I cranked it up on the amplifier and then walked out of the room. And it, when I, so as I made sure it was recording, as I left the room, I could see them in the kitchen, and they just started, they were
jumping around.
And... yeah. They, my wife was, my wife, I couldn't see my daughter. I could see my wife dancing. And then as I saw my daughter, she was dancing too. She reminded me this song was in The Wedding Singer.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So she was trying to explain when it was sang, and I'm like, all I know is that Do You Really Want to Hurt Me got sung a lot.
Oh, Boy George.
Yeah, but it wasn't Boy George. It was Arquette, one, the baby Arquette that was singing it. That was looked like Boy George in the movie. I don't know if you've ever seen The Wedding Singer.
Parts.
It's for fans of 80s music. That's like a
cult classic.
Yeah.
Got it. Okay.
Yeah. It's because it is completely covered with 80s music.
Okay.
Yeah. Right. So, and 80s dance music, probably in particular.
All right.
Yeah. So, I always have liked it because of that. And then, you know, several people I know that like the 80s music,
right,
like The Wedding Singer.
Right. Okay. Got it.
But I dig that sound. I like the. I don't know if you would consider it synth heavy or synth pop or whatever.
Well, it didn't. No, it had a darker tone to it. So for me, it didn't. It doesn't get the pop, mm-hmm. the dash pop. Okay. You know, the dash pop.
Yeah, I actually planned on playing this last episode.
Oh yeah,
and ABC this episode.
Oh,
but. I switched. I don't know why I switched, but I thought, oh, you know what? I'm gonna hold off for a week.
Okay.
I mean, hold off for a show.
Yeah.
A week. What has it been?
Two days.
Weeks? Three days? Weeks. 2 days? I don't know. No, since I played ABC. I don't remember when I did that. Last week?
Last week.
Sometime ago.
No, last week.
Yeah, I don't even know. Time seems to be standing still and moving as fast as I mean, it's flying by. I'm like,
let's see light speed. Yeah, it's
So anyway,
I mean, look how it just knocks me out, man. We're like February.
Yeah,
I'm like, come on,
halfway through.
halfway through, which means you've oh yeah, that's right.
Now, before you know it, we're going to be at episode 100.
Oh, that's rapidly approaching.
Very rapidly.
So, I mean, we'll be there and...
Yeah, I think by that episode...
Imagine, but think of it this way. Come this time next year, we'll be at...
I know. I believe
Which I think is kind of cool.
It's awesome.
I love it.
Yeah, well...
I'm really jazzed.
By 100, I should be into Island music.
Island music. Okay.
Yeah. Hopefully.
All
right. I mean, that's the goal. I
You'll pull it off.
Yeah. Well, I think I have the next. It might be after 100.
Really?
Yeah. Because I think I have my next 5 albums. I think it's 5 that I want to play, and then I'm going to start playing that other stuff.
Gotcha.
So. All right. Yeah. I was trying to find stuff that I thought was. Kind of like the church's music, because you said, well, you don't listen to that.
Gotcha.
And I'm trying to
give you sort of do.
Yeah, I'm trying to give you stuff that I think is similar, but what the one problem I had with churches was I didn't like the singer.
Right.
I didn't like the singing. Voice, I mean, it was okay, but I like all this singing. You know? Lisa, ABC, and now
I found what we're listening to tonight to be...
At least the first song.
First song is acceptable. No problem.
Thank you, sir.
Sure.
Okay, Robert Q. Blob, are you ready for the next song?
I am, Your Eminence.
Want to be a toy?
A tool?
Or a toy.
Okay, I do.
You do?
I do.
You made me choke.
Not hard.
The name of the album? I mean, the name of the song?
Yes.
Want to be a toy.
Want to be a toy.
So this is song 2 on side 1 of... Youthquake by Dead or Alive.
Gotcha.
push, chub. Push, push, chub, chub. Push, chub. Push, push, chub, chub. Push, push, chub, chub. Push, push, chub. Push, chub, chub.
Rockets, rockets, yeah.
Were a bit repetitive.
I knew that was coming.
Overall, not a bad song. I mean it had a good beat.
I like the beat, driving bass.
I like the guy's voice.
Yeah, I do too.
And so
it sounds just like it did on the previous song.
A little too synthetic for me. If they were playing a bass like an octave lower, I might really have really enjoyed that.
Mm.
But it didn't get to a level that I was like the vocals weren't diverse enough. I think
this is what I was expecting.
But
I'm not saying that I was playing it for, but this is the kind of music. It's pretty much all they all sound similar. The song, they're gonna all sound the same.
I think
they will.
Yeah, because I don't think you really know what you're
gonna, I know a little bit.
Like the next song,
yeah, I know a little bit. And I was I think I channeled my inner seventh dwarf.
Oh,
Dopey.
Gotcha.
Because the song was "I Want to Be a Toy," not "Want to Be a Toy." Like question mark? Want to be a toy? Question mark?
Yeah.
No, I want to be a toy! Exclamation point. Except it's not exclamation points. Direct statement. I want to be a toy.
See, I thought it was saying, I want to be your toy.
I want to be a toy.
Okay. All right. That's cool.
I guess I could be your toy. I mean, but I want to be a toy, not a little boy.
Yeah.
I want to be a toy.
So the Pinocchio reference.
Sit on my face and tell me lies. Yeah.
Yeah. Sit down here and lie.
Lie to me. Oh, lie to me. Yeah. So anyway,
I'm a real boy. Wah!
Yeah. So I just like the sound. It's typical 80s.
Yeah,
synth.
This is probably more what I felt like when somebody said, "No, we're gonna listen to 80s bands." I'm like, this is kind of what I picture.
Yeah, but I specifically bought it for the first song.
The first song. Yeah, you didn't buy it for anything that came after that.
And because it's the first song.
On side one?
On side one.
Oh, okay.
I would put it on, and I'd say at least half the time, I never got to song two.
Really?
Damn.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I've got albums like that. Yeah. You know?
No, I never got to song two because I'd play that song, I'd take it off and put on something else. Because
really
I wanted, all right. Yeah,
before, you wanted to hear that song.
I wanted to hear that song. Yeah, and if the song
that'd
was...
Be one, that'd be a song that, like, on your playlist, there would be just a song.
Yes, it's one of those songs that I dig. It's definitely in my top 100, without a doubt.
Okay.
It would have a place.
Cool.
Uh-huh. But if it was song 3 out of 5, I would play the first two to get to it, and well, I've already three-fifths through the album. I as well continue on.
Yeah,
that's what I would do.
Got it.
And so, okay. I mean, it's different things. Rick Springfield, Jesse's Girl is song 2. I've Done Everything for You is song 5 on the last song, or lost song 6.
So you like 2 and 5.
6, I think it was actually 6.
2 and 6, but, though.
So I listened to the whole thing multiple times. And
just to hear 2 and 6.
Yeah, but I like the other songs. And, yeah, you get to grow. And I know them. Where I could say, oh, I'm sitting there, oh, yeah, I know this song. I know. Yeah. But this one, I hear them and I go, oh, yeah, I've heard this one, or I don't remember it. But
right.
Even because I left the room when I was recording it.
Gotcha.
Partly because I really haven't listened to it. But it's cranked up, so maybe I can hear it. It just sounded like I was hearing you spin me. Right around like a record, baby.
Yeah.
That's what I thought I was hearing. Because I do like his voice.
Yeah, no, I like I say, I don't think I... This is... I mean, it's. I think it's got a faster, more upbeat rhythm, you know, and tempo that sort of... And he's using low-end synthesizers, you know, some really kind of down there, you know, D type of...
Okay.
And so that gives me hope with what I'm listening to. Like, well, maybe they'll come up with some really. Well,
I think when I played ABC, like when I played ABC, you liked that you thought they had that.
Yeah.
And for me, it was more. It was all the. It's all the same.
It's all the same to you. Yeah.
Or it's a sound that I like, so I lump it all together. But you pointing it out or explaining it to a simpleton like myself, I go, oh, I see. I totally understand what you're saying. And it makes perfect sense that this synthesizer isn't the same as Thompson Twins synthesizer, isn't the same as Depeche Mode. And as you go, oh, yeah, but... I just heard them all as synthesizer.
Right.
And yes, they sound different.
Yes.
But I know they're synthesizers, so I just lumped them all. Synthesizer is over here. This is all synth music. And it's not, it's all synth. Doesn't all sound the same.
Yeah.
And
this is true.
And I've learned that, or I'm learning that, or coming to recognize that. And it's interesting.
More of it.
Yeah. It's.
And it's good to hear. Because, I mean, like, when I was listening to, you know, I listen to my kids' EDM stuff, and it's like, well, I don't know what makes that different than that, you know, but I know I like that.
But I don't
this I don't care for.
Yes, but you don't know, you're not exactly.
I'm not even sure why I don't.
I'm understanding your reaction to the different types of synthesizer. And
sounds that each one of them's bringing. I mean, it's like, I'm a bass man. I love low end. So you can give me some synthesizer, and if it's low end,
right,
I'm down.
one of the other songs.
Some of the raves we used to go to. The low end was so low, it was inaudible,
but you could feel it.
Oh, I mean, it'd literally go right through you.
Pretty cool.
I mean, there was some stuff that I've heard that's just like, oh man, that's. You're hearing and you just
and
you
feel
feel this
like the Tyrannosaurus Rex walking on Jurassic Park.
Yeah
I
it's so low and it's a cool feeling.
We 2 years ago we got a entertainment center. So we set it up and I hooked all the stuff up, and for about, I don't know, 8 or 9 months, my wife was saying, this doesn't sound right. It's like some, I go, and I looked, and everything seemed to be hooked up.
No.
Turns out,
You had a setting on the stereo that was
It turns out that something wasn't plugged in the whole time.
Oh, the subwoofer.
Yep, the subwoofer was not plugged in.
Yeah, so you didn't get any of the...
Yeah, and so when we hooked it up, it was like, oh. But because of the way it was in there, you couldn't really tell that it wasn't hooked up. It looked like it was hooked up.
Wow.
I've got like a tickle
that
won't stop. And I did not have it till I came here.
I have to thank you later.
For what? Tickling you?
No.
Okay. Yeah. Oh.
I'll let you know.
I'll thank you.
No.
Okay. Yes. I'll thank you.
You sicko.
Thank you. I am. So,
His Eminence, Sicko Man.
Thank you. You ready to hear the Nick song?
I am.
Okay. I don't know. I guess we'll hear and figure it out. DJ hit that button.
DJ hit that button.
Yep.
Okay. All right. I'm down. I'm not going to go like, whoa, that was better. But not bad.
Okay, for me, it's more the same.
Yeah, I mean.
I like what I like.
Yeah, you like what you like.
And
you
the horns
like
were cool in that.
Yes, I was going to just mention that. I did like the addition of the horns to that. And so far, everything I've heard has had, they're using a really low, kind of low end synthesizer sound. And I am not.
Well,
I am not unhappy with it.
The one thing that I've noticed, and I probably didn't notice before, is the lyrics seem to be rather sparse.
Yeah.
Or a lot of the same lyric repeated over and over. And I really never paid attention or heard that until we came to Thompson Twins. And now I notice it a lot more.
Tend to listen, yeah.
And I'm like, oh. And it doesn't really bother me. Like, I think it seems to bother you.
And
I won't say bother.
Some of it does. Because, like I say, if there are certain elements within the song that I find
mask that pleasure, or cover for it, or
yeah,
or
there you go.
Detract
yeah.
from that
yeah.
repetition.
Good. That's
no, because I agree. I hear the same thing.
I did notice in this particular song that his voice was used more for as an instrument, it seemed, than as an instrument for lyrics, more as an just the instrument. Because I mean, if there were some things that he was just, you know, like, but I mean, he was covering a range, and I can't hold my breath that long, let alone try to sing, utilizing it to sing out for that length of time. So that was kind of impressive to me.
I was going to mention this last break, and I forgot or got distracted, one or the other. There was a song, Hold Me Now, by the Thompson Twins.
Yes.
Was also on the Wedding Singer soundtrack.
Okay. All right. So,
I saw when I was making, I wanted to make sure that this was on it. When I saw that it was, I saw, oh, Hold Me Now. I got to mention that. And then I forgot. But then I remembered.
I
forgot. Okay. And then I finally remembered and said it.
Yeah, but I'm not finding something bad. I mean, it's
listenable.
Enough. It's good enough. It's good enough to have me listening intently, but not like. Not looking for things I don't like, but it's got to the line where I'm like, okay, this is kind of cool. Is there anything that I can really find that I enjoy in this?
Huh.
And so
that's an interesting perspective, because when I listen, I'm trying to pick out things, and I think I probably do the same thing, especially like when we were listening to Fishbone or. Whatever it was.
Yeah, can I find something that I can
Fishbone?
At least... Well, yeah.
The monkey music?
Yeah, that was Fishbone,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so...
You got it right this time.
Yeah, yay for me.
Yay for you.
So when I'm listening to it...
His Eminence has done proper.
That's what happens when you are working on 47 hours of no sleep.
That is pretty rough.
I wish that's what... I wish... That'd be funny.
Your Eminence. Your Eminence.
What?
Your Eminence? Your
yes.
Eminence. Oh, yes.
Where am I? Whoa, where am I?
The king of Cuckoo Land is here to see you.
Thank you. King of Cuckoo Land. Your Eminence speaks highly of you. But no, listening to...
I'm translating. Hold on. He says thank you.
Very well. Thank you.
Got it. He says thank you again.
Well, we've had a lot of visitors lately.
Yeah.
In our studio. But listening,
especially that extraterrestrial one, he's pretty cool.
Live long and prosper.
No, I'm Paul.
Oh, Paul?
Yeah.
Peter Paul.
No, you seen the movie Paul?
I have not.
Wow.
Who's Paul? RuPaul?
No. No, it's a movie called Paul.
I have not. I've seen.
You should watch it. It's pretty funny.
I've seen the movie with Jeff Bridges Star something, I think. Starman?
Starman? No, yeah, I've seen that one. I like that one.
And Karen Allen.
I like that. I did like that movie.
I enjoyed that myself.
No, Paul is, it's more recent. It's probably 2000.
I think I've heard of it.
2010 just, release, maybe.
But I never saw it.
2006, maybe, or 2010. Anyway, yeah, it's about Jason Bateman's in it.
I kind of like him.
I dig.
He grows on me. He's grown on me.
Oh yeah, he has. He's gone from what was he? In? What was that 80s TV
Facts
show?
Facts of Life or
something?
No, not
like
Facts
that.
Of Life.
No.
Facts of Life was the girl one.
Yeah.
Like with Alex P. Keaton, was it that one?
No, it wasn't.
I can't remember.
That would have been.
I can't think of the name of it.
Yeah, I can't either. Anyway, no, and
I can think of Michael J. Fox's name, but I can't think of the show.
Can you do the? He was in Starsky and Hutch, the movie.
Who was he?
Yeah, he's in that. He's like Vince Vaughn's like
sidekick,
concierge,
oh,
type thing. And then there's.
I liked him in Horrible Bosses.
Yeah, that was good.
You were drag racing.
He was
in a Prius. I don't win a lot.
Yeah. He was in
Game Night.
He's in that TV show called Ozark.
Oh yeah, I gotta watch that.
You need to watch
I was meaning to watch that.
That's a
Netflix.
Yeah,
yeah.
Good show. Yeah, I like him, and he was in. What were we talking about?
Jason Bateman.
Well, yeah, we got on to Jason Bateman.
Oh, I don't know what we were talking about.
Anyway,
that's what happens when you get old,
yeah.
Or you have some.
Yeah, some
ailment.
Some malady that
it affects you, your memory.
Yeah. So, but I kind of like trying to find the good in whatever, because there's, you know, I've noticed over the last several albums, you know, you thought, well, you know, I'm probably not going to like this, and I'm finding things that I do like in it, and so it's kind of given me kind of a spark to try to find things I like in what I'm hearing, not trying to find that, oh, this is why I don't like it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, get beyond the don't like. Get into a place where it's a more positive kind of perspective. Because musicians are musicians. I mean, just because you don't think you care for what that guy's writing and playing doesn't mean it's not good.
Correct.
So
well stated.
So,
yeah, I think that the fact that some of the stuff that we've brought, where one or the other one hasn't cared for it, it's been fairly far and few between.
Yeah.
The turkey was obviously a turkey. Mahavishnu,
but it was meant to be.
No, but that yes was. That's why obviously a turkey.
Too.
Shocking, funny and shocking.
It is
awesome and shocking.
Yeah,
but Mahavishnu, I didn't care for.
You didn't care for that at all.
Thompson Twins,
I didn't care for.
I know there was one other one that I thought.
You didn't like Corrosion of Conformity too much.
Yeah,
you didn't like Fishbone, is what you did.
I didn't like Fishbone at all.
Yeah.
But some of that, I don't. I'm not a big fan of that.
Hard, loud just, metal. Yeah. Yeah.
And I don't. You call it metal. I would just call it distortion. Yeah. But,
yeah.
Yeah.
It's like playing music and. The underlying current is like a steel foundry.
Well, okay, but Steel Panther had that 80s heavy metal, hair band metal sound. I like that. See, you may not, but I like that sound.
Yeah.
And the lyrics, of course, obviously,
the lyrics
were awesome.
They were out there.
Yeah.
Yeah, they were definitely out there.
Just so you know, you were there. I was going to say, yeah, we watched, we had some guests and we were...
Yes,
and they say, "Hey, watch video. This show, watch this video, Glory Hole." Yeah, we watched it, and
wow,
amazing!
It's
awesome.
I mean, pretty much anything.
Yeah, everything goes.
Yeah,
anything and everything.
Yeah,
it goes and comes.
Well, there was you know what I liked about it, because you know you can't show the. I mean, because it's not, it can't be pornographic.
Correct.
Right. So. The best way to state this. So some of the way we, some of our rhetoric is in the allusion to, or the alluding to something. And that's how they shot the video. Was like things. Everything is like,
oh my gosh, you are a genius. You have figured out that Steel Panther listens to our show and said, those guys are masters. Let's try and do a video like they do their show. Well, well stated. You know what?
Thank you, Your Eminence.
Good night.
Later.
Oh, that's awesome.
So what do we got next? I mean, I'm...
In Too Deep.
Okay. All right.
So speaking of Steel Panther, In Too Deep.
Well, that's a Genesis song too.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, maybe it's a copy of the Genesis song, but I think not.
I could offer. The main one that you brought was trust.
I'm getting a little more of a handle on you, on
what I'm going to like, what I'm not going to like, or, and, but probably more importantly, not necessarily that I do or don't like, but why.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. That's a more accurate statement.
Which is what I think is more,
and I
has a greater weight to it.
Yeah. And I think I was thinking you didn't like synth, or you didn't like, but yes, I'm understanding. Oh no, it's not the synth you don't like. It's this part of the synth, or
the sound that they're utilizing in this, or in this case, and maybe it's, and that's why I say listening to more of this is kind of helping me kind of pull apart the types of music that I thought I opposed, because I'm learning, well, yeah, but you like that. But yeah, the idea when I said boilerplate. So, you hear some things and you just kind of, it's like, okay, oh, this is like a synth band, or, mm-hmm. It's more synthetic. And then that instantaneously, it's just, okay, oh, yeah, great, boilerplate, synthetic.
Right. Or,
And it either slots into it really good and you don't like it, or it's got elements that don't totally mesh up cognwise. And so you can go, oh, wow, I like that element in that. That makes it not fit that boilerplate that you wouldn't care for.
Yes, that factory made special, crank it out, because this is kick it out.
Yeah, go.
That song actually reached 14 on the UK charts. So,
I guess there's some stuff that I'm not sure that I put much credence in the UK.
Yeah.
which is unfair, because a lot of my blues that I like comes from the UK.
Different. A lot earlier.
Yeah. I realize that, but still.
Now,
but there's things I'm really enjoying, kind of starting to kind of pull apart the synthetic sounds that these bands have been utilizing, that I've just boilerplated into, like, oh, that must be shit.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not.
Okay.
So.
Yeah, I just, the whole thing, I like all the elements of it. Yeah. I wouldn't say, oh, yeah, this is the greatest album ever. But
that's not what you were after. You wanted something you could dance to.
And I was going to say, and if this has all those elements,
I could
dance to the whole thing.
It has all the necessary elements for the things that you enjoyed music for at a certain point in your life.
And it's just one segment of my music.
Yeah, that's what I see. It's like, so you have the segment of your life. You're single. You're in college. You're getting a degree, or you're playing soccer, you're meeting girls, you're traveling, you're going to clubs, and this is what they're playing. This is a part of your life. This is what you grew up kind of doing a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Well, how can you just say, you can't just go, oh, yeah, I don't like this anymore.
And I still like it.
That's what I'm saying.
But I will say, when I played The Alarm, it was okay. This I prefer way more than The Alarm. Now, granted, the first single, the number one song on this is much better than anything on The Alarm album, in my opinion.
Okay.
But because I think 68 Guns was the release, and even after not hearing it for a long time and listening to it when I recorded it, I wasn't enthralled saying, oh, man, this is,
oh,
I don't
that.
Know why I haven't been playing this.
Yeah.
I more thought, I know why I haven't been playing this, which it's my own album, and it's kind of disappointing I'm sure there's plenty of albums that I have that are not.
You wonder why you really have them.
Yeah. Well, I don't get rid of stuff, so.
Well,
in album wise, but
well, you should never
I don't
do that.
I don't listen to them,
because what's my Vic Trigger album worth, like $300.
Yeah, it's good. But it still was cool. I liked it. I enjoyed that.
Well, no, but I'm saying, you
could get $300 or you can keep the album.
Yeah. Oh, I keep the album any day of the week.
Yeah. What's the, in the garage, we got all sorts of original, and I'm talking original Barbie stuff.
Yeah.
The vans, the original van, Jeep, or whatever that. And houses and
vets and Kens with all, no PBs.
I don't think we have Kens.
You don't have a Ken?
Well, I never had any of them. So
no, I was a G.I. Joe.
I never had G.I. Joe. I never
really.
No, I played with
how about the big ones.
Major Matt Mason, and they were about 5 inches tall.
Oh,
and they were the guys. They were bendable. They had the wire in them that went through their.
The rubbery,
yes, they were rubbery, and they
were Gumbies with being
kind of, except for they were wearing space suits. So for the for the joints, they had what looked like the drain pipe, the black drain pipe.
Yeah.
So it was like that was for their bending parts.
The space show, the 1960s.
Oh, the puppets?
No. The live, warning, Will Robinson.
Oh yeah, Lost in Space.
Lost in Space. That's it.
Just so you
that,
know
that you know the
yes,
that's what his elbows were. That
exactly like yeah, the, okay. That's exactly got what it was like.
All right.
Just to let you know. I don't know if you liked Lost in Space or not, but
I thought it was cool.
Netflix has a Lost in Space show.
The newer
one.
The new one. Yeah.
Watched. We watched the whole thing.
You did? Did you like it?
I thought I enjoyed it. Really did.
Okay.
Here he is. Oh my gosh! I am getting chilled. Oh my! Oh the 1966. Mattel, Major Matt Mason, Space Station.
Really?
I had that. $275 used on eBay. Here's a $395. Yeah, this Major Matt Mason. Major Matt Mason was an action figure created by Mattel. He was an astronaut who lived and worked on the moon. When introduced in 1966, the figures were initially based on design information found in Life magazine, Air Force magazine, Jane's, and other aviation and space interest periodicals.
Wow.
Yeah, so, and it was totally cool.
Jane's was back then.
I loved it. I
didn't know Jane's had been around that long.
What?
Jane's.
I guess.
It's the military.
Yes, it is the military.
Yeah.
So, if you look, you can see their little arms. That's the green guy's an alien, but you see how they have the black and the red and so my brother had the red guy, I had the white guy. So the white guy's Major Matt Mason and I don't know, they all had names. Oh, because he's yellow.
Yeah,
it might be a girl. They all had names, but I'm telling you, these
Major Matt Mason.
Oh, and yeah, there's the space station. I'm telling you, it's one of my greatest toys of all time. I loved it.
That's interesting.
I loved it.
Wow. That's weird because I don't think I ever heard of him.
And I just never. The only reason I know is because I had it and it was Major Matt Mason. I have Major Matt Mason. you can look at me like I'm.
Everybody's like, yeah, so what, man? What does he do?
I don't even know how I got on that.
His mind's on the moon.
Yeah. Well,
he's a moon miner.
He is. He lived on the moon.
He was a moon miner.
He's
a moon miner.
I always like
having little moon kids.
And he drinks moonshine.
Moonshine. Hey, that's a pretty good one.
Yeah, whatever. I'm a dork.
I
can't believe I got all excited.
I never heard of Major Matt Mason.
Yeah,
never did. Well,
me and my brother had all sorts of stuff for him, and it was one of the greatest toys.
Well, grew up in Livermore, you know.
Well, yeah, but that's how we were talking about Ken and then G.I. Joe.
Yes,
I never had G.I. Joe. Those were my toys.
But did you hear a G.I. Joe?
I knew who it was.
Okay, see, I never, until you said that, no clue.
What, G.I. Joe?
Major Matt Mason.
No.
No,
I knew Major Matt Mason.
I never did. But I had G.I. Joes. You at least heard of G.I. Joes.
Oh, yeah, I heard of G.I. Joes, yes.
I'd never heard of Matt Mason until...
right now?
Within the last 2 minutes.
Yeah. So, anyway.
Which I think is strange, because, you know, how come I didn't get a cool toy like that?
Yeah.
I wasn't one of the cool kids.
I don't know why I don't have mine, because I could sell it on eBay for $279 or so. Except for they look like they had the box. I'm like, what kind of... You didn't let your kids play with it, you losers. I played with mine.
I'm not sure where it is. I'm sure I still have it. But there was a cereal that I used to eat when I was a kid. It was
Quix.
Called Quisp.
Quisp, yeah. With the alien.
A little alien Martian dude, yeah. And
you have a box of Quisp?
I do.
Uneaten?
Unopened, uneaten. I'm not sure you'd want to.
Let's eat it. Let's do a show and eat it and see what happens.
See what comes out. Dies first.
Yeah. That'd be awesome.
I was like,
Mike here brings
somebody
cancer.
Somebody came. Yeah. Whoa. Hey man, I'm ready to experiment. Yeah. It's
that's
like,
awesome.
Yeah, I. It's got to be out in the garage somewhere, which doesn't bode well.
Maybe somebody...
It'd be the one thing that would be stored away somewhere that I would go, yeah. Because I used to have it out of all the things that my wife Tchotchke has wise, you know, it's the one thing that I'd put out. Here's my box of Quisp.
Yeah, nice.
I mean, nice. I wouldn't have to put any. It's my box of Quisp. Don't touch it.
All right, Big Daddy.
Yeah.
You want to hear the last song?
I would love to.
Big Daddy of the Rhythm.
Is that?
Yes.
You're Big Daddy?
No, that's the name of the song.
You're of the
Big
Rhythm?
Big Daddy of the Rhythm.
Big Daddy of the Rhythm. Okay. Okay, I'm ready.
All right, here we go.
Turn your head around.
Big Daddy.
Go ahead, Big Daddy.
What's the name of the song?
Big Daddy of the Rhythm.
So do you know what they say just prior to that?
Big Daddy of the Rhythm.
Oh, is that it?
I don't know. That's what it sounded like. They were saying Big Daddy, Big Daddy.
Okay. I wasn't sure. I thought
they were saying. Hold on. One second. Let me see. I don't think there's lyrics. I think this is just a blank sleeve.
Oh, okay. All right. No problem.
Oh, and again, you can see I have it in my plastic because it's the song I like.
Yeah. Okay. So let me start out by saying that.
And it is a blank one.
Yeah. Okay.
I thought it was.
So the song starts out, and I immediately think Herbie Hancock.
Okay.
Which I like Herbie Hancock, so. Right out of the gate, I'm like, oh, cool, this is going to be good. And then they kind of went to they deviated from the darkness and kind of made a brighter sound with that beat.
Stay away from the light.
That I thought, well, that just, for me, it didn't sink. I don't know if that makes any sense to you in some respects, but like, I just didn't, those two sounds didn't seem to mesh for me.
So the dark.
So it starts out low end, okay. Darkish kind of,
right.
And I'm going, oh, this has some real promise. Mm-hmm. And then they threw in this kind of lighter sound, mm-hmm, on top of it that I didn't think melded well.
Got it. I understand that.
And I'm thinking, oh, great, it's wonderful. And then that sound kind of faded off into the back, and the lyrics and the way they sang it, because, mm-hmm, sometimes when people are singing a lot of words in a short span, yes, mm-hmm, I tend to like that.
Okay.
And they started doing that kind of. Mm-hmm. And then the beat got real solid with the low end. And I was like, okay, this has redeemed itself.
Oh,
I like this. It really turned out, I really like that.
Oh, nice.
Which was.
I liked it too, but that was expected.
This was, for me,
probably the best song
on this side.
That happens a lot. It seems like the last song on a side you like, and it redeems everything. Or maybe not redeems everything, but it stops it from being a total failure.
Yeah, it takes it from like a low D, yeah, F to, you know, an acceptable, you know, average grade or above average.
As listening to the whole thing, I'm like, oh yeah, I remember hearing this song and this song, but not... I think I don't know the words where you spin me right round like raby right round. I know those words, but I was listening to you talk about, like, it was dark, and then the light, and it was the dark against the light. Well, hold on. So there was dark and light. So the dark was against the light. Did you prefer the dark or you preferred the dark over the light?
Yes.
So.
Right.
Young Vader. See, I'm Luke and you're Darth. Because you're the dark and I'm the light.
You're so, Snow.
No, I'm Luke Skywalker you're Darth Vader. You're Anakin. The dark side and the light side.
Yeah, so gotcha.
As soon as you said dark and light, I was like, that's the first thought I had.
Really?
You started talking about the dark and the light. I'm like, the Force is strong with you, young Vader. That's all I could think of. Sorry.
Great.
No, but now
I'm thinking about throwing something down a hole.
But that hole?
Yeah, that hole.
Okay. Yeah. My pie hole? But no, as I was listening, you went on, and so I wanted to throw that in there a lot earlier, and then you went on, and we're all technical, and I'm like, oh, now I'm going to just sound like a dope. So, yeah, successful. But, yeah, I what you're saying is I heard that in the song, but as you were talking about, it started out one way and it kind of veered off, not quite the same, and then it kind of came back to maybe not where it started, but to a place closer to where it started.
You know, I'm gonna have to I'm gonna have to find some really good EDM stuff that'll show you how synthetic I don't mind.
Mm-hmm.
It's just got to be really low.
Well, I'm understanding that because when you said when I played ABC and the first song is okay, the first when I heard the song, I'm like, this song's. I mean, it didn't bother me. I liked it. And it, but I thought you wouldn't like because it sounds dopey. It sounds goofy.
Okay.
But you brought out good points, and I just liked it because I've heard it several times, and when you listen to the album, it's going to come on, and you listen to it, and you, I accept it for what it is. I never thought of it as a song like you did, or you know, a beat or whatever. So I'm seeing that, you know, you're sort of reacting the same way to this, and I only switched them because I wanted to say that to this first song. I just, oh, you know what, I'm gonna because initially I told you that was gonna be first, and I just wanted that song. I just wanted to hear that song,
right?
And I'm like, oh, you know what, I like ABC, so I'm gonna do that because I really like the ABC.
Got it.
I thought I'll do this next because then it's different. There's different style and different type of I guess synthesizer, and because the next one, two episodes. I don't know. Is this 84? I think it's 84. I think it is.
Yes, it is.
So in two episodes or eight, so 86. I'm gonna bring something that I think. You're going to tell me what kind of music it is, and then I'll say, oh, okay. I'll just tell you I like it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'm interested because I've never given it a thought to what kind of music it is or what it is. I don't even know what it is. It's just I picked it up for one song in particular and actually turned out I liked the whole,
you liked the whole album. The
whole thing, yeah. But I wanted...
That's a positive.
Yeah, it was... Well, some of...
Surprisingly positive. Yeah, and it's a good thing.
Yeah, so I'm excited. That's why I... Honestly, that is why that one is last of the four.
Okay.
Because of the... It's the most interesting, I think, and it's got some elements that I'm pretty sure you're going to find intriguing.
Okay, cool.
So I will say... As I try to, so last month was Girl Month. I tried to put it in, you know, expose different things to you, and then also lead up to what something I really like.
Okay,
and that's all why, right. You know, Pat Benatar showed up last.
Gotcha. All right.
Well, actually, she may have, was the Eurythmics. I don't know, but even either way, both of them I really liked.
Okay. Cool.
And so this. Is only in response to your church's comments, and I got a lot more of this stuff. You know, I probably got another 20 to 30 records of different things that are similar to this.
Okay, cool, nice.
And you know, that's not including. I mean, that's not counting the stuff that is has no synth that I haven't played. That I have lots of that. That's.
Cool.
Good solid rock or solid rock pop or I don't even I
whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Stuff that I like it.
Since you like it. There's nothing wrong with it. I got my next play will be it's I guess you might refer to it as Americana.
Oh. Yeah. Well
so I don't know, you know, it's
well it's what I play.
I don't necessarily want to say yeah, I mean, I guess that's kind of the terminology that they use for
Arlo
this.
Guthrie.
Yeah,
something like that.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, yeah. That's when I played maybe 60, close to 60, and I told you iconic group, and it was the Beach Boys.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, it's just, they have their own sound, and it's
yes.
So, I mean, there's a lot of stuff that I've forgotten I've had or. I found, or brought out to record and play. And even if I'm not going to present it, because I got the three Beat Farmers albums a while back.
Okay.
And I was listening to them going, I like this. This is good stuff. I mean,
nice.
They're probably very nice. I like that garage band kind of thing.
All right.
Or you know, a club band.
Yeah. Okay.
And
yeah,
they had some success, some local success, right. And then they put out some albums. And just I like this.
These guys are like I say. I like it. I don't know why. It's more folky, you know, that kind of yeah.
I love Jim Croce.
Yeah. So I think you'll like what I play, and it's an interesting background.
Well, there's already,
in fact, they just released a new album. Hmm. And they're playing, where are they playing at? It's on the East Coast. So
the only reason I haven't played
Hartford, they're playing
Connecticut.
Hartford, yeah.
Jim Croce is because there's two songs that I like a lot there's two that I like to play when I played them, and they're on opposite sides of the album. Yeah. I'm like, okay, well, I'll just wait.
Yeah, I had to do that with this one. It was kind of I liked the whole album. Just oddly enough, I liked the album, and so. But I had to pick a side, and I just, you know, it's like I like side one a little better. So
yeah, well, listen to this. I think that I give everything a B, because for me this is nice solid B.
I'm gonna go.
You probably go. I could see you go to C plus.
I was
C minus.
No, I'm a solid C plus. It could be a B minus. But I'm going to just say C+. Just, you know, because it's kind of hard to say because I liked it more than I disliked. I mean, I liked it considerably more than I disliked it. Huh. And so it's hard to say. I don't want to. It's hard to not give it in the B range.
Yeah, I think I would give it a B-.
But I think I'm going to have to go with a C+ only because there were some elements that I thought were...
Okay.
Yeah, no problem.
Yeah.
Okay, and so on that note.
Well, I stupid thing. It probably doesn't even, I don't even think it shows up on our, on the board. It's just something that pops up on the computer.
Oh, yeah, I guess it would.
Yeah, so I don't even think people heard it. We hear it.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah, it was just a warning that said, hey, you need to free up disk space.
Oh, you're there already?
Yeah, it's nightmarish.
Oh, man, we need to take a day to just kind of...
Yeah, one day I'll work on it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I need to kind of rearrange all my... Kind of get things, I think, a bit more in order, you know, because I some things I've had to do, you know, may say from CD, because that's all they... Man, it was all it was released in.
Mm-hmm.
And so I download, and then I got to convert it
right
into the right format so that we can work with it. And so that makes it, I got a couple of folders spread around. So I need to kind of get all that together.
I know the feeling.
Yeah. So not that it's going to matter. I mean, you know, once we're big enough, we can just pay somebody to archive it.
I'm glad we got together.
Yeah, me too.
Hopefully we don't give each other like a shot of penicillin.
Nah.
Good.
I don't think so.
Well, because I know February is a short month. And I...
Yeah, true.
When that's I say true. Short... Yeah.
Yeah, got it.
Yeah, there's a reason it's Black History Month.
Yeah.
That's horrible.
I know, isn't it?
I can't believe that.
Yeah, I know. I know.
I don't know. They said that like, okay, we picked this month on purpose.
Ooh, I found a new.
So
you know, I've told you what my favorite horror movie is, right?
No.
Event Horizon.
That's a okay.
I don't know if you've ever seen that.
I think I've seen. Isn't that Ed Harris in it?
No. Sam Neill.
Okay.
And Lawrence Fishburne.
Oh yes.
And I don't know if you've.
Is that the one underwater? Or is that the one in space?
That's the one. It's the one in space.
I know. I've seen it.
A lot of people don't like it because it's creepy.
Mm-hmm. I like creepy.
And it deals with some time and space.
Some of the girls I've gone out with don't like creepy.
But... Yeah, they've gone out with me. And so there was an element in that movie that I don't know if you remember the premise. Anyway, it's the ship goes off to, spoiler alert, the ship goes off, crosses
a black hole.
Yeah. And then it shows back up and they go out. This ship goes out to check it out. And it turns out the ship is
infested.
Nah, more possessed.
Oh.
And it's creepy and it's pretty gory, it's that kind of, but it's intellectually stimulating. It's like, it's cool. That's cool. I like the premise behind what's going on. And the show I started watching, I watched the first three episodes. It's called Night Flyer.
Night Flyer?
Night Flyer.
Like the wagon? Oh, no, that's...
No, that's a radio flyer.
Yeah.
Sorry.
I'm sorry.
It's called Night Flyer. And I just found it intriguing because it's kind of sort of like that movie Event Horizon.
What's it on?
Sci-fi.
Okay.
Sci-fi.
Yeah.
Give it a give it a glance.
Okay.
I think you might like it.
All right.
It's got some really interesting premises.
All right.
So, anyway, that's, well, yeah.
On that note, do you have anything else?
You know, I really don't. I think I'm good for tonight.
Say goodnight, Flyer Bob Blob.
Goodnight, Flyer Blob.
Bye.
Later.